The next slide is of the front of the house, where our second house, where we stayed in for about 9 months. I'm in my blue jogging suit, which I wore most of the time, holding the cat, the black cat, Goyangi, which means cat in Korean. And behind us is the Siamese cat, who also lived there. My jogging suit cost about $7. Oh, and to the left of the slide, you can see the edge of a window. That's the bedroom where we lived and did almost everything, including eat, had visitors, den, living room. And there's another, the next slide is a picture of the front of the house. And there's Debbie and Dave with the dog Alice, Debbie's holding, and Dave holding Goyangi. Yeah, their last name was Rathbun. And the last slide is of Barbara washing her hands in the bathroom there. Again, it had sort of Western-style conveniences, but it was an older house, perhaps 5 years old, and in not quite good, so good condition. The tiles are broken and chipped, and the mirror's in bad condition, but it was nice enough. And the last two slides of that, of the second house we stayed in, are of our bedroom. We became quite ingenious with our usage of boxes to build furniture, and that's how neat our life was before the babies came to our house. At least everything pretty much had its place. I had a nice desk to keep my things, a coffee table to eat on, etc. The next slide is what it looked like after the babies came. This happened to be a rainy day when we couldn't hang the clothes outside, so they had to hang along a rope we strung around the room. And of course, they hung down where you wanted to walk. We had to have the fan out because it was quite hot, and you couldn't live without a fan. And of course, we had no place to put all the baby stuff that we had. And of course, we also had to have a lamp in case the babies woke up. You didn't want to light the whole room. Those are about the end of the slides of our house. Right now, we're missing a few slides of the two babies who lived in our one room for the last 3.5 months that we were in Korea. Hopefully, when we get the slides back, we'll insert them into this grouping, and you'll see them at this point. The smaller one is Sarah, and the larger one is Kelly. And we'll move right along to a mountain nearby. The first slide is a view on a side street from close to our second home, our first home, I think, and it's a view of Opsan Mountain. In both of the houses we lived in, they had a large picture-like window taking up most of one wall, which faced Opsan Mountain. And so each morning when we'd eat breakfast, we'd have a view of this magnificent mountain. And if you study this mountain, it's a really attractive mountain. It looks climbable, but it looks like it'd be a challenging climb. And so for just months at a time, we kept thinking, climb up on, have to, it's just a challenge. So one day we set off. The next slide is of the street that we lived on, except going up the hill. So Barbara and I set up along the way toward the mountain. To the bottom left of this slide, you see that there are some, well, what they are is they're yuntun bricks. And they're old used yuntun, and they're being used to fill in a pothole in the road there. Off to the right middle of the screen is a school for retarded Korean children. And the house we were actually staying in belonged to the school. The principal of the school, part of his job privileges was to live in that house. Since he lived into the little development, if you go along the road, there's a little, about close to the middle of the slide, there's a board along the right side of the road. There's a drainage ditch. There's a board across that drainage ditch going into a small little portal, a gate about 4 foot tall. You have to duck to go through it. He had already bought a house when he was a teacher at the school in that little development. It was a pretty old style house, but they were happy enough living there. So when he was made principal of the school, he rented out the house, and that's how we were living there. But it was designed to be the house of the principal of the school. Once we'd gotten to the top of the low, we then had a better view of the mountain, just with the low foothills on the approach and our final peak, which was our goal. As we'd gone up the foothills, we then had a closer view of the mountain. One thing we found, we went straight up the mountain. We chose the path. I think we decided to go up along the ridge. And so we took the closest ridge and just went straight up the ridge. And we found that the mountain was recently foliaged, in that there were trees and bushes about 3 to 5 foot, maybe even 8 foot tall, which made it quite difficult going. If the foliage is about 2 foot tall, you can just step over it and it's not too serious. And if the trees are about 30 feet tall, the higher branch, you know, there aren't that many branches in your path and you can keep going easily. But if the foliage is about 3 foot to 5 foot tall, it always gets in your way. And we spent most of our time and energy fighting our way through bushes, and very seldom did we actually get a clear view of our goal like we did here. Along the way, we did see some beautiful flowers, and this is a picture of Barbara's hand, complete with a little purple flower, which made our trip a little more pleasant. As we'd gone most of the way up the mountain, we looked back down and saw a Buddhist temple where monks live, and I guess basically it's just a monastery there, and it was pretty impressive to look down on. It shows that we climbed for quite a way. This is a view of Barbara going up toward a granite top on Opsang.